A Little Gray Book. This is Murphy Gibbons. If you run across a thin book by Mary Sutherland titled The Story of Corpus Christi, buy it. It's a rare article. It was printed in 1916 and has long been out of print. Mary Sutherland was a fierce Southern nationalist, a diehard Confederate who never quite became reconciled to losing the war. But she was also a writer with a nimble mind and had a fund of good stories. She was born Mary McCrae in 1850 in Selma, Alabama. She married Hugh Sutherland, a former captain in the 9th Regiment of Alabama Volunteers. They married in 1866 and moved to Corpus Christi 10 years later. It was 100 years ago that she put together her book, The Story of Corpus Christi. She writes that a Mexican village here was wiped out in an Indian attack. Only a small boy survived, she said, and returned to live out his days on King Ranch. She writes of the legend of a rich silver mine 2 days' ride from Corpus Christi. She tells of the landing and encampment of Zachary Taylor's army before the Mexican War and the bombardment of the city during the Civil War. She writes about early settlers and pioneers and tells stories of times long past. Besides writing the story of Corpus Christi, she was instrumental in building the Confederate Memorial Fountain on the Bluff and erecting a monument in Old Bayview Cemetery dedicated to the Confederate dead buried there. Her husband, Hugh Sutherland Sr., died on July the 4th, 1906. She died in 1930. Both were buried in Old Bayview. Her son, Hugh Sutherland Jr., became one of the town's leading attorneys and county judge of Nueces County. Mary Sutherland's little book is now 99 years old, and it is still worth reading if you can overlook her fierce Southern sentiments. The cover of the book is Confederate gray, which matches Mary Sutherland's character very well. This is Murphy Gibbons.